City leaders are pushing state lawmakers to come up with a solution for vacant problem properties. OSU lays out the plan for its new veterinary teaching hospital and the Norman connection to the new Jurassic World movie. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, August 13th. I'm Deborah Shar. State lawmakers are trying to figure out what to do about unoccupied and dilapidated private properties across the state. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports about a dozen small-town leaders visited the Capitol Tuesday to make the case for a swift solution.
Senators Warren Hamilton from McCurtain and Bill Coleman from Ponca City hosted an interim study on vacant and abandoned properties in Oklahoma. The latest census data shows the state has a private property vacancy rate of 11%, or nearly 200 structures. Many are owned by out-of-state investors, are unoccupied, and severely neglected. Mike Fina leads the Oklahoma Municipal League. He says it's becoming too expensive for small towns to handle.
Yeah, there's a huge cost to the municipality when we have to maintain those kinds of properties. So there's a cost to the taxpayer, no matter how you look at this particular issue.
City leaders are asking lawmakers to empower them to repair or demolish the buildings themselves, or incentivize private residents and potential developers to make upgrades, either through fines for neglect or grants for improvement. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Plans for a new veterinary teaching hospital at Oklahoma State University are moving forward. Construction on the new facility is expected to begin next spring. The current veterinary hospital opened nearly a half century ago and serves 60 students. The new state-of-the-art hospital will be larger and can support more than 150 students. The Oklahoma legislature provided $250 million for the veterinary college during the 2025 session, and $79 million was allocated in 2023. OSU is one of 33 universities offering veterinary medicine training. A near-threatened species saw its numbers increase, if just slightly, over the weekend in Oklahoma. KGOU's Hannah France reports a plains zebra was born at the Oklahoma City Zoo.
A male plains zebra named Atlas was born at the Oklahoma City Zoo on August 9th. He is the sixth member of the herd, which includes his mother Calypso and father Mars. Plain zebras are the smallest and most common species of zebra, but due to loss of habitat, they are listed as near threatened by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, which falls under the vulnerable but above the least concern categories of the organization's Red List, meant to identify species at risk of global extinction. Atlas and the other plain zebras are housed in the zoo's Expedition Africa habitat, which includes the recently renovated Love's Pachyderm building. I'm Hannah France.
A dinosaur fossil in OU's Sam Noble Museum is starring in the new Jurassic World Rebirth movie. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports OU researchers discovered the only known specimen of the dinosaur.
Measuring about 2 feet in length and weighing roughly 3 pounds, the Aqualops was the size of a small cat, according to Jennifer Larson, the vertebrate paleontology collection manager at the Sam Noble Museum. Despite Aqualops' size, Larson says the dinosaur is the earliest known member of the Ceratopsian, or horned dinosaurs, that has been found in North America. It was discovered in Montana in 1997. It is still the only known Aqualops specimen in the world.
You know, it's always been our cool little dinosaur that we all loved, and then we were all blown away when we found out it was going to be in the Jurassic Park movie.
Larson said the Aqualops, which was introduced to audiences as Dolores, was depicted well in the movie, but had accentuated horned features, likely to emphasize Dolores' relation to larger horned dinosaurs like the Triceratops. The real-life Dolores can be seen in the Sam Noble Museum's collections. I'm Audrey McClure.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.